Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. I had a wonderful, memorable trip to Ireland, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about it this morning. So much inspiration, beautiful gardens. I loved being with all of the new people I met and with my dear cousins. It's been a long time since I've seen my cousin. I'm going to start to get verklempt now because I missed them already. But it was just a great time. It was just incredible. Good morning, Lizzie. I missed you.
You were gone? I didn't know that you were gone. No, I did know you were gone. I missed you so much, and so did our listeners. I have heard from just about every listener, whether they called in or they text or they personally text me or they email me or what. Everybody reached out and was like,
I love Tom.
Tom is awesome. We do miss Teresa. So.
Yeah, no, speaking of Tom, the show you guys did was wonderful. We appreciated it so much. I want to thank Tom for hosting while I was gone. It's always fun to listen to his knowledge and his great garden advice. It's how I learned everything. You know, I just listened to whatever Tom said, and he's just wonderful. So thank you, Tom. And thank you to all of our friends and callers out there and listeners out there. I appreciate it. We had gorgeous weather in Ireland. I wore a sweater the day we landed till the day we left. It was in the 50s and 60s, but thankfully, only one day of rainfall at the very beginning, which we were tired when we got in, so that wasn't a big deal, but it made it so great for photographs. It was overcast every day, no rain, temperatures in the 50s and 40s at night at the beginning, and then it got to be 50s and 60s. It was just amazing. We walked probably over 30 miles.
Oh, wow. That is crazy.
It is crazy. It's crazy for me. And speaking of rainfall, Lizzie, you were telling me you got a monsoon. You know, the rain started happening.
Yeah, well, where we're at Sereno, we've had a monsoon every afternoon. And it started Sunday for 45 minutes. When I say monsoon, I'm talking a solid downpour to the point where our garage never floods. It started flooding, so I literally ran and started picking stuff up. Not much, thank you, Jesus. But then I actually had to put a tarp on the outside and bag the outside one of our garage doors.
Wow. Well, you know, rain is expected throughout the week coming up, so 50 to 80% chance of rain each day throughout the whole state of Florida. I'm talking to you guys in Key West, Miami, Tampa, you know, Orlando and Ocala and North Florida. All the people in the panhandle, we are going to be getting some rain. So, you know what? This is going to be a really good week if you're one of the generous, kind, loving people who think we need to water often and water the landscape because it's so hot and we've been in a drought. You can shut your irrigation system off this week. And, you know, if you get 1.5 to 2 inches of rain, no need to irrigate. You want to save that water because we're going to need it in the future, and we don't want to deplete our supply now while we have so much. And so become a good steward to your landscape and turn off your irrigation system. So I will tell you the most touching moment of our entire trip was that my cousins, Anne Marie and Denise, all of them, we found my grandfather's house from the 1830s, and it may have been older than that. I just know my great-grandfather lived there in the 1830s. My grandfather was the 1850s, 60s, and there was only two walls left, two stone walls. It was a thatch cottage, and it was about 30, and the measurements are I'm kind of guesstimating,
okay,
because we couldn't walk in because there was only two walls, and it was embedded in the side of a mountain, and they had a bed, one bed that slept 13 in that little 30 by 20.
Oh.
One room.
Wow.
Yeah. And on the side behind the house, and when I say behind the house, I'm only talking like 20 feet, was a waterfall coming down with fresh water, drinking water. And, oh, the Scottish moss. I got shamrocks, and it was amazing.
Nice.
It was so we walked precariously to it because we had to go up on a slope, And we had to walk on rocks, and Teresa Jean had to pull me up, and Tony made it up the mountain to see it. It's hidden from the harsh wind of the ocean, and it was so secure, the two walls, as much as they could be secure.
Right.
But it looked so strong, and I could just imagine my grandfather being a little boy playing in the waterfall.
Oh, I bet.
And fishing. Mm-hmm. And so it was quite humbling. I never thought I would get to see it. And it was quite humbling. So we had a great trip. We visited a lot with castles this morning. I'm talking about all my new design inspirations from Ireland. I'm just going to tell you, I love weeds now.
What?
And I love weeds. I'm going to be talking about weeds. And
What did you eat and drink over there?
So we're going to take a break right now. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the Glenties Early Bloomers Garden Club, who are listening to us right now. And we're going to be talking about new landscape design inspirations, such as a low Irish garden walls, Irish weeds, Irish flowers that not only grow in Ireland, but grow in Florida. So you want to stay tuned. It's going to be 50 Shades of Green to the Land of Flowers, Florida, coming up. In our second hour, we have the Dirty Word of the Day and a must-see Caladium Festival for tropical garden enthusiasts. And more of your gardening questions. I'm here to take them. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is a wonderful day. I'm glad to be back with you, listening to your gardening questions and talking about my adventures. And if you'd like to give us a call, you can call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680, and I will be able to answer your gardening questions. So again, the weather was wonderful. Temperatures in the 50s when we first arrived, but it was a great weather for photographing. So we took thousands of photographs, my daughter, Teresa Jean, and I, and Tony, and just different things that we were all interested in. And so I'll be uploading those to our Facebook. I'll have several albums up there that you can look at. But I had the wonderful opportunity to meet and speak with the Glenties Early Bloomers Garden Club at the Highlands Hotel, and that's in Glenties County, Donegal. What an extraordinary group of gardeners. I was so fascinated by the beauty of their landscapes. I even had a tour of one, Barbara Coleman's front yard, and it was beautiful. So I want to say hello to Barbara Coleman, Pauline Quinn, Siobhan Brown, Sheila Coyne, Sandy McDevitt, and my dear cousin, Anne-Marie McDermott. They're all listening right now, and I just want to tell them thank you for such a great time. So Ireland is in zones 8A to 10B, which is Florida. What's the difference, though? We have the hotter temperatures. We're closer to the tropics, and we have high humidity. So Lizzie, when we were there, the sun stayed up till 10:30, quarter of 11. It was as bright as day.
What? How do you sleep like that?
Oh, you close the curtains. And so
close your eyes.
You close your eyes, and it's dark. And so it was just amazing to be walking around at 10:30. And in some of the hotels we went to, we were able to walk the grounds and see it. We even had a rainbow one morning, and it looked like it was so beautiful. It looked like it when we got there, it would have had a pot of gold at the end.
Nice.
So so back to the early bloomers. It's all had different types of gardens at different stages, and they work really hard in them. And I kind of think it's because they're a lot cooler. It's easier to work. If they were here in Florida with the 95, 99, feels like 105 degrees.
With 100% humidity Thursday, yes. Registered. I was like, 100? But anyway, yes, yeah, you're right.
Exactly. I don't know whether they'd be working in the gardens during the summertime here. But they had the fattest stilbes. They were huge. And just the blooms were very large. They had my favorite Lucifer crocosmias, which is the bright red. And I was able to share with our group that went over there that these do very well in Florida, too, crocosmias.
Okay.
And the other name for them is Montbrechia. And the roses were wild. You saw them blooming by the side of the road.
What?
Yeah. But they had roses, including David Austin roses, and roses that were nearly 100 years old. And that was incredible. What blew my mind was the 5-foot-tall calla lilies.
No way.
Now, you see calla lilies, we buy the pots here, and they get to be, what, 2 feet tall, you know? And they look nice, but over there, they were huge. And in fact, Barbara said they were even getting to be a thug in the garden. So she's going to thin them out. So I really wanted her to send them to me, but I don't know, you're not supposed to do that with customs. And so they had huge blooms, jewel-toned dianthus that was large, foxgloves growing wild. And so I loved it. The hillsides and the sides of the road, which the roses are like mini Cooper size. So many times we held our breath because we were going around a curve and another car was coming our way and we just kind of had to make our way over to the sides very carefully so we didn't, fall off the road. And but more plants, the hydrangeas were all in bloom. They were great. They had to be, the flowers of this one hydrangea of Barbara's was almost a foot wide.
No way.
12 inch. It was huge. Again, I took pictures just because I knew you wouldn't believe me. And so other hydrangeas throughout the country were blues and purples, whites, and various combinations of all of those colors. And so fragrant lavender was blooming. Veronica, which I really loved. It had a red stem and green leaves. And my cousin Anne Marie had beautiful orchids.
Oh, wow.
She had, all the different orchids. They were beautiful. She had some Vandas and some philodendron, but she had, my lips just escaped me, but she had Monstera philodendrons and cherry tomatoes. She was growing cherry tomatoes inside the house.
No way.
And she had tomatoes on them. And so they were green, but they were doing well. So the early bloomers were charming and generous to ask me to attend and speak. I loved meeting with them and talking about their gardens, and I'm going to go back and see them. I just can't wait to do that. So on our first full day, we stayed at the Lake Hotel in Killarney. Our rooms had incredible views of the mountains and floating clouds in the morning. It reminded me so much of the Smokies.
Oh, really?
The mountains were different mm-hmm. shades of blues and greens, and then the clouds would come down and just hover in the middle of the mountains. And so it was wonderful. But the walk out to the ruins, they had 13th century ruins that we could walk out to. And I'm telling you, the buttercup, clover, daisies, dandelions, wild blackberries and ferns. They had juncus, which is native to Florida too. And beautiful wildflowers and beautiful grasses that could be classified as weeds. Yes, Eric, weeds. But they were beautiful. Oh, took my breath away, kind of changed my whole mind. We have to get back to letting nature be what it wants to be yes. in Florida. We just, I'm just telling you, we need more open meadows that have these grasses. And the grass varieties, and I'm just mentioning just a few of them, barley, bent grass, brome, millet, mat grasses, oat grasses, quaking grass. I have to show you quaking grass. It's amazing. They had pampas grass growing. And then soft grass, Yorkshire fog grass, wheat and reeds. And that's not even the main ones. It was just gorgeous. And so many varieties of species of summer flowering grasses. So the weeds in Ireland were breathtakingly beautiful. It made me think of what we have in Florida. and we're too harsh with our landscapes, and we have too high of landscape maintenance. And so we don't think about the native grasses that we could be allowing to attract pollinators, creating habitat, and increasing the beauty of our properties. It's not something that happens overnight. It would take us 2 to 3 seasons and possibly years to get it to going back to being natural. Just incredible. We visited 13th century Dunlow Castle, Muckross House and Gardens, the Blarney Castle in the Ilnacullen Gardens, Waterford, and the John F. Kennedy Arboretum was amazing. Lismore Gardens, Powers Court House and Gardens, and the incredible private garden of landscape designer and painter T.J. Maurer, who created the Pat Hanna Gardens. I am hoping to have T.J. in an interview in August.
Oh, nice.
I'm working to arrange that. And so we just incredible. We went to the coastal Ring of Kerry, and the Slieve Log Cliffs are the highest accessible sea cliffs in Europe. And so this was, it goes straight down, the highest in Europe, sea cliffs. And it's just wonderful. So I want to give you and Tom a big thank you for letting me go over, because I am riding high right now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just tell?
I mean, your feet didn't touch the ground. I mean, I saw you go to get out of your vehicle and you never touched the ground. You're still not there.
I didn't even need there. The elevator to get up.
No,
I
didn't.
So I'm going to be sharing over the next few weeks some of my ideas. So just kind of snail planting. I'm going to be talking about that in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
And I'm going to be sharing what I learned and what I want to bring to you, and how I'm kind of going to be encouraging more meadows, like we talked about over the summer, you know, previous, but it just made such a big impact on me. So I'll be posting on my Facebook album. Everybody will get photographs that I promised photographs to. And so I'm just, it was great. Everybody has to go to Ireland.
Oh, 100%.
You just plan it and do it and just walk and see the beauty.
Now, okay, well, now whenever you met up with your cousins, okay, one question. Did you guys all look alike?
Mm-hmm.
I figured as much, because your love for agriculture is just crazy, and it seems to be in your roots.
It is in my roots. My Uncle Dennis had the most beautiful gardens, and Anne Marie, you know, has that same love too. We actually, you know, we did have her clothesline is 2 large branches, like about 20 feet apart, but they're huge wood stakes that she has hanging all of the bird feeders on, and she looks right out of the window at her clothesline, and these beautiful birds, robins and little sparrows and wrens and mourning dove pigeons, and it was just amazing.
Okay, I'm stealing her idea because I have an area that I turned into like a photo shoot area for when my mom's memorial and everybody was here for
right.
And we strung lights in this one spot on our property, and we can see it from our house. So I'm like, oh, that's a good idea.
It was a great idea. I loved it. I just wanted to know how she kept the birds off the clothes. That's the only.
Oh, I'm not hanging clothes out there. No, ma'am, but I'll fly some bird feeders out there.
Just great ideas, and she had little rock gardens, and when they say rock gardens, they have rock gardens, so solid granite. I don't know how the Irish people survived in that kind of ground.
That's what I was going to say, is that that's what I've heard from, you know, from my family, is that the fact that digging, I mean, how they didn't have machinery back in the day to actually dig through to do plants and stuff.
My cousin was using peat turf. She calls it turf, but the peat logs in the fireplace. So we're going to be right back. It's time for your gardening questions. I've missed you out there. So give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 263-23680. This Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. I'll get it right. welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question that you need answers to, call me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. It's still July, but we're kind of preparing for August, which is when our next growing season starts. And this is the time that you want to start planting your seeds and getting your seeds, because they kind of run out. You know, they get bought up and you can't get the varieties you like during the July month starting in August, because they've been selling for about 2 months and they're kind of, you know, everybody's buying them up. So you want to make sure that you're planting your seeds now so that you can plant them in your garden during mid-August. And now's a good time to do that. So get your seeds ready for your fall, and that is going to be, you know, your tomatoes and your vegetables, your eggplants, and your also tomatoes and all that kind of good stuff. So let me go right here. So Jan from Lakeland says, I'm in Lakeland, and I'm curious with what is killing the palm trees. It's the cabbage palms for sure. The whole tree dies, and maybe sago palms. Can it be treated? Jan, this is a disease issue. That Florida's been dealing with for the past, I would say, 5 to 7 years. And we are seeing palms die at a rapid rate. And it's different lethal bronze disease and all kinds of fungal diseases. And some are just, you know, spread by disease issues from the landscapers not sterilizing their tools. So, nope, there's nothing we can do about it. We're losing a lot. And when you lose a palm tree that's died in your yard, you can't put a palm tree back there because the disease, the spores, the bacteria is in the soil. And you would just go ahead and get another palm tree death if you planted a palm. So we do know what it is. And once you find out, there's really nothing you can do. You've got to take it out and then plant something totally different variety species of tree or shrub in that area. So it's kind of sad, but we see it, you know, and sometimes when we plant so many of certain varieties of plant species, it becomes a monoculture. And then that's when you start to see them all being wiped out, because the first one spreads to the next one and to the next one. So the more diverse your landscape can be, the healthier it's going to be. It's not going to get all the same diseases. And so if you can be different than your neighbors, you're going to have a healthier landscape, more diverse, more different species, and you want to maintain them with best management practices. And by that, I mean, you don't want to overwater. And we see that happening a lot because people move to Florida and they think it's hot. And, oh, my goodness, I'm hot and I have to drink so much water. So I have to, you know, water my lawn often. And that's not true. You know, the plants are a little bit different than us and they can handle it. If it's the right plant in the right place, it will survive, you know, the heat and also the rainfall that we get that's so much here. Because we're the third highest state for rainfall in the country. And so Louisiana is the first. And so we just want to make sure that we're taking care of them properly and not over-fertilizing. Okay, so in the summertime, we do have the heat, we have the rainfall, and it's not necessary to fertilize as much. And also, too, before you fertilize, get a soil test and see what nutrients are there already so that you don't have to put excessive macro and micronutrients in the ground, which it doesn't need. The plant's not going to absorb it, and it's just going to leach out, and it's going to cause, you know, pollution. It's going to run into our lakes and rivers, and, you know, it's just going to be not enough, you know, or too much for our environment. So get a soil test for your landscape before you put fertilizer down. Nitrogen, we don't need it as much. We have a lot of nitrogen in Florida. It's off the charts. It doesn't even register. There's so much. Phosphorus, we don't need a lot of phosphorus. The state of Florida is phosphorus. You know, we produce, we're the fourth largest state of phosphorus in the country producing it. So we don't need to put that down unless you get a soil test that tells you you need it. And then you don't have to be spending $35, $40, $100 to fertilize every 3 months when you don't need it.
Right. And Dana Venrick, one of our sponsors, does offer the soil testing too.
Yes, he does. That's
so
great.
Contact him and find out the price for that.
Yeah. And it's right in DeLand. You can get it. And that's close to, you know, Daytona Beach and Orlando. You should go see Quality Green Specialists anyway. They have a wonderful assortment of all kinds of native plants and trees.
He has bananas that taste like vanilla.
Yes.
I was like, what, last week?
Yes.
So, yeah.
I mean, they are so good and delicious, and it's amazing to get that taste. And they grow bananas in Ireland.
What? No way.
Bananas and palm trees. There's certain tracheops. Palms that grow there.
All right.
And because it's the Gulf Stream goes around.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Wait till you see the pictures of palm trees that I have and bananas. And so it was just exciting. I'm not going to come down for a couple of days. I'm going to try, but I'm not. I'm going to try. So what kind of vegetables can you be planting right now that can take this seed and do fine? Boniato, calabaza, and cherry tomatoes. Okra. I love okra. I'm telling you, I'm going to send some to Ireland. Fried okra for breakfast is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Southern peas, Seminole pumpkins, sweet cassavas, roselle, and sweet potatoes, yard-long beans. And again, start your transplants of eggplants and peppers and tomatoes from seed in mid-July. So herbs that you can be growing right now is anise and basil, bay laurel and chives, dill and ginger, lemon balm, Mexican tarragon, mint, oregano, sage, sweet marjoram, and thyme. I was telling my cousins that, you know, they like to grow, or they like to use ginger and turmeric in their recipes and cooking. And I said, you know what you have right there? You could just plant in the ground and get a whole new ginger plant.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know that. The pineapples, you just cut the tops of pineapples off and then take that top off, let it harden just a little bit, a couple of days, and then you can plant it in the ground. You know, you don't need to buy any more pineapples. We're going to have a lot more fun here. So we're going to be back with more of your questions. Thank you so much, Jan. 1-888-455-2967. Text me at 23680. Stay tuned. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And Eric in Winter Haven said he used to have fried okra for breakfast. He said his mom used to make breakfast with fried okra, bacon, and eggs into an omelet with cheese. And that sounds delicious. I love that. In Ireland, we had Irish breakfast. And my daughter, I would have black and white pudding for in my Irish breakfast. And got to look it up and see what it is.
Okay. I'm not so sure, but okay. Mm-hmm.
And Irish bacon is great. It's not really, you know, American bacon. It is more like ham, slices of ham.
Like Canadian bacon, bacon?
Yeah.
It's ham?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And so also to the bulbs, the flowering bulbs there, it was just beautiful. So in Florida right now, what should you be doing? Please don't mow your grass when it's wet. Let it go a little bit longer. Go ahead and let the roots push down deeper and mow your grass only when it is dry, because it just gets slippery when it's wet, and you kind of just rip it off, and that's not good for grass. You want to have a nice clean cut with grass. And so if it's got raggedy edges, it's more susceptible to disease and insects. It really stresses the grass out. You want to mow in different directions. Okay, now, so if you mow, then, you know, you go one way 1 week, and then the next week you go the opposite direction. And that will, you know, make the grass stronger and not create ruts. And especially the ruts are what's, you know, you're going to get if you mow it when it's wet. So you don't want to do that. Also, you know, hold off. We're a little too warm for using any herbicides, unless you want to kill it. Okay, if you want to kill it out, you know, well, what I'm saying, I'm saying if you have so many weeds that you're going to start over and put in a new lawn, or you have like a 15 by 15 area that you can add new sod and just pull it out. Mm-hmm. You can kill that area, you know, with an herbicide and, you know, and replant, you know, when the instructions tell you to. It's about 10 days to 2 weeks later. But you want to make sure that you are not having a weed issue. Now, I was talking about loving weeds, and Eric was, you know, confused by that. But it was so beautiful having all of these grasses. And they weren't native, because pampas grass isn't native. Mm-hmm. You know what they had growing by the sides of the roads? 6 to 8 to 10 foot tall buddleias.
What?
Butterfly bushes.
Wow.
They have naturalized in Ireland the beautiful purple cones that are on them. There was white ones, fuchsia ones, deep dark purple ones by the side of the road. It was just amazing. They had some of the crocosmias by the side of the road. Loosestrife. Loosestrife is a Chinese annual plant that gets tall, has purple fuchsia to purple flowers on it, and it was beautiful. And I know we've got the issue up north that they want to stop them, but again, Ireland just changed my whole view on just letting the nature be itself.
I'm just laughing because whenever you were naming off the different types of grass and weeds that they grow in their backyard just naturally, I'm like, you could have your own brewery. I mean, literally in your backyard.
In your backyard. And, you know, Bree talks about that. And so one of my dear friends has written a book on growing grains, and I'm going to look into it.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going to put it, but I'm going to look into it.
You need to buy some more. You need to buy some more property. I'm just saying.
I do. Let's see. Right now, now's a great time to put sod in if you want to. But I would talk about reducing the amount of turf you had. Now, these beautiful landscapes, these yards in Ireland, there's zero lot lines. So these houses are very small, and they have very small yards. But most of the yards, it was asphalted or tarmacked. It was a driveway, and then their gardens were in the back. And it was surrounded by these low walls that gave everybody the privacy they needed, and then also, you know, designated their, you know, their property. And so I love doing that, seeing that, and it just gave a different feeling to the whole. And I think we can do that. I think we can get a better understanding of what nature is, how beautiful it can be, and reducing the amount of high-maintenance turf, high-water-use turf. And it's not so much that it's high-water-use, but it's the right amount. Let's go to Charlie. Good morning, Charlie. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens.
Good morning, Teresa. Good morning, America. As long as we're keeping America. Anyway, I've driven up and down the East Coast, no more, because people were texting and all of that. But South Carolina is a beautiful state, and they plant wildflowers along the side of the road. It's absolutely gorgeous. I believe it's South Carolina.
Yes. They do here in Florida, too, along the main highways. They've started doing that. Well, they've been doing it for about 20 years. Not so much in the cities and just the regular roads.
Well, I live in a little place called Old Palm City, and I go to the vet center in Jupiter.
Uh-huh.
I haven't noticed that, but we do have heat and humidity. Yay. I looked up the other states, Teresa. It's Alabama and Louisiana, and I guess Florida's number 3 or something, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah. Oh, boy. We have got a lot of rain, and we need it.
We do.
The lawn is looking pretty good.
It is. The lawn is looking good. The grass is growing gray. And it's just, so these wildflowers, it's what people think of them, because when the flowers stop blooming, it kind of looks messy. And I will tell you, Charlie, you know, people say, I don't want to see snakes, and I don't want any insects. Mm. And, you know,
we need insects.
Yes. We need insects.
Yep. How are the geckos going to live? And all of these. Oh, good Lord.
And the birds. And frogs.
Something.
What now?
Yeah, well, I call these, some of these lizards, I call them ice cream lizards. They're black, silver, red. They're horrible.
Oh, well, where you are, those are iguanas. Mm-hmm. Those are iguanas.
No. These are not iguanas. I know an iguana. My friend raised an iguana in Connecticut. Finally, yeah. The darn thing died. Oh. Thank the Lord.
Well, there are varieties, different varieties of iguanas.
No, but this is not, this is like, these things are invasive, Teresa.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's funny, they're getting bigger and bigger. I know what he's talking about because, like, our porch, my mom was good at making sure they didn't survive, and now that she's been past a few years, yeah, they're, like, looking at me like,
you're next.
And yeah, exactly, right? But they're getting really big. But, yeah, Charlie, you're correct, because as much as I've traveled up and down the East Coast from here to Maine my entire life, he is right. Like, you know, the interstates, they do take a good job on this in the South of making sure they've got the most beautiful wildflowers on the side of the road.
They do. And so I think we're able to do that. I'm talking about cities and HOAs, you know, just being able to allow more meadows and more open areas, and especially even on the golf courses. And a lot of them do that. Thank you, Charlie, for calling. I appreciate it, for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. If you missed any of today's show, or you're going to be away for the second hour, you can always listen to Better Lawns and Gardens on our Facebook page on WFLA Orlando, betterlawns.com. And you can hear all of the past shows. Anywhere where you're listening to podcasts, you can hear it. I will be posting this link to this show on our Facebook page. And if you go to our Facebook page and like it, I would really, really, really appreciate it. That would be great. You can also sign up for my free monthly newsletter, which I've started again. And you can go to my website, shehe-consulting.com, or just Google Teresa Watkins. My website will come up, and you can sign up for the free newsletter.
Yes.
And we have every month I put in, you know, what to do in your landscape, what to do for the month. Also, my design tips for your yard, and then landscape malpractice, how to know when to fire your landscaper. And then Lizzie always puts in her post on what she's doing in the garden and how her turkeys are doing. How is Gerald, by the way?
Gerald is huge. If you look up Instagram, look Lizzie, L-I-Z-Z-I-E, said what? You can follow me on that. They're eating size right now. That is how they're only 4 months old.
Yeah.
They're huge. I pick Gerald and his cohorts up, and you can see compared to me how huge these birds have gotten in 4 months.
Oh my goodness, I can't wait. It's getting tastier and tastier, right?
I'm just wishing that Duke's would be my sponsor, is all I'm saying.
We're going to having a great next hour. I want to thank Tom McCubbin and Lizzie. Thank you so much. Coming up in our second hour is the dirty word of the day. And joining us is Terry Bates. She is president of Bates Sons and Daughters, the sole resource in the world for this popular and colorful tropical ornamental plant that we love. There's a big festival coming up that Terry's going to be telling us about. And more of your gardening questions. 1-888-455-2967 from the Summit Responsible Solutions studio and summitresponsiblesolutions.com. I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Save your calls for 8:30. We'll be taking your calls then, getting all your questions for Teresa. And again, you can go to betterlawns.com and catch all of our episodes from this last hour, the next hour, and from hours in the past. Betterlawns.com.